Oh, man. Good to be back in the saddle.
The saddle in Seattle.
Yeah, by that I mean back in my storage room to sit on an uncomfortable stool. Because I don't think it'd be a good idea to... I don't think any podcaster should have a comfortable chair.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable position to be in where you are sharing your views over the internet with the entire world audience.
You know, after so much time in quarantine, when you talked about your uncomfortable chair, my immediate reaction was to say, I'm sorry, baby. So, Stuart, cool. How would you have reacted if I had said, I'm sorry, baby?
I'd have been like, oh, no problem, sweet thing.
Now, right. Dan, what is it about quarantine that makes you call other people baby?
The fact that I am quarantined with my girlfriend who...
Can you call your girlfriend baby?
Frequently. I mean, like, this is like the person I see most during quarantine is by far.
It's just, it's just interesting because I never call my wife baby. It's just not the way we talk.
What do you call your wife? What's your pet name?
I say sweetie or lovey.
Yeah, I don't like, I gotta say, Elliot, we all, different strokes. Don't care for lovey.
Lovey is out there.
Lovey is on the edge, my friend.
I don't see how it's any more extreme than comparing her to a baby.
Yeah, I mean that's what he's doing when he looks at her. Yeah, exactly. Let's not put a thing on this.
No, he sees her as a baby. Baby New Year specifically with a sash that says 2021 because he's looking forward to that new year.
I mean, to be honest, the prospect of reaching 2021 kind of gives me a boner.
Right. Yeah. Have we started? Who knows?
No, but we haven't. Probably.
I'm going to start now. Hey, everyone. This is the Flophouse. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin, eager to see what is going to pop out of Dan McCoy's mouth next.
Yeah, well, because this is an off week. Normally on the show, we watch a bad movie, then we talk about it. But we've taken to doing these mini-sodes on off weeks that are whatever we want to do in the moment. And they have made the mistake of putting me in the driver's seat tonight. And boy, howdy, do I have a surprise for them. And for you,
it's kind of like this puzzle box that I got. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I guess I solved it. What's going to come out? Oh, chains with hooks.
Centibites.
That's
now,
the problem.
Dan, I'm just hoping this mini-sode is different from when you surprised us with your Dan McCoy mini sodas, which were actually your pee and tiny airplane bottles.
But I mean, the portions was what bothered you, though, right? That was the...
Give me more of that sweet pea.
Elliot Guccione Jr. over here.
Hey, Stuart, his investment in that may turn out to be true someday. That's the sex of the future.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I'm not forward thinking enough.
I feel like there's a movie to be made, I'm not the one to make it, about Bob Guccione, the porn millionaire who then lost everything in his dual assumptions that the future would be golden showers and cold fusion.
Yeah.
That he spent years throwing money away at cold fusion research.
Oh, man. And also golden showers.
So guys, I'm just making a little note here and we'll go.
Is that note going to play into the episode later?
Yeah, it will.
That's Chekhov's note?
I was giving myself a little indicator of when maybe I should stop to read the ad. It's nothing exciting. So let's maybe not talk about it anymore. Here's my many for you. Gentlemen, on episode 213, Christian Mingle, if you will recall, I had some confusion over Jackie Chan.
Dan, I don't even remember that we did the movie Christian Mingle.
I watched
and at least the first half of Hard Target 2.
I watched a movie called Mr. Nice Guy the other day.
You know the Jackie Chan movie?
No, I don't think that was it.
Who's in it?
A different one.
You don't think that was it? So like, you don't remember if Jackie Chan was in the movie or not?
One of the biggest stars in the world.
Let me tell you, Jackie Chan usually makes a pretty specific impression.
No, wait.
It's not like you couldn't remember if it was like if whether it was like. James Agar or John Agar, like, you know, somebody, or Peter Graves, you know, something like that, in a movie from the 50s.
All right. Maybe I was thinking of a different movie. This story didn't go
you
anywhere.
You still don't know if Jackie Chan was in it.
No.
Here's Dan. I'm going to ask you one simple question. Was Jackie Chan in the movie?
Jackie Chan. Whatever movie I watched, it did not have Jackie
Chan. So it's
in.
Not the Mr. Nice Guy that Stuart is referring to.
No.
Let's checkmate. Let's not pretend we live in this uncertain world where you could have seen Mr. Nice Guy with Jackie Chan. It was not that movie. I think we've established through this one piece of information.
All right, Sherlock Holmes.
Slylock Fox.
Thanks for.
I just wanted to take out reasonable doubt that you had maybe watched a Jackie Chan movie and somehow had forgotten that the very unique star Jackie Chan, whose synthesis of martial arts virtuosity and slapstick humor is unparalleled in my mind by anyone in the world. That you didn't somehow overlook his contributions to a film. Okay. They were thinking, who was the guy who did a really funny ladder battle with four organized crime hitmen? Sure. I don't even remember. There's no way of saying.
All right.
We're just going to have to assume we're in some universe where it both was and was not Jackie Chan until through observing the film, we collapse those possibilities into one point in time.
Sure. All right.
He couldn't know if he was in the movie or
not. Oh, yeah. It was like yesterday.
Now, the explanation of what actually
happened.
Well,
Jackie Chan is not in the movie yesterday.
No.
He is not in the movie yesterday?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Now, is he going to be in the movie tomorrow?
God damn it.
Sorry,
Stuart. The joke. It's okay, it's fine.
Well, the explanation of what actually happened in that clip there is that I had gotten the title of the Anna Kendrick Sam Rockwell hitman comedy, Mr. Right, confused with Mr. Nice Guy, because they're both generic names with Mr. in them. However, in the moment, as it unspooled, I decided I decided it would be funnier to go along with your confusion about me not knowing if Jackie Chan was in a particular
movie.
This
seems like a pretty strong retcon that Dan's like, no, I knew the whole time.
Now,
you fell into my trap.
Listeners, you be the judge. Do you think that I didn't know whether Jackie Chan was in a movie or that my explanation makes sense?
This is some real Dr. Light was lobotomized by the JLA type retconning right here.
Guys, you're falling right into my trap, because since then I've had the reputation of never knowing if Jackie Chan is in a movie. So tonight, I'm turning the tables on you, the Stew, and Elliot.
Wait, but are you going to do it in a cool way that Jackie Chan would turn tables to keep attackers away from him?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
While some vases out of the air.
Yeah. They'd be like, why did these goons let Jackie Chan go into a table factory?
Why did they allow Jackie Chan to go anywhere with furniture? Don't you know that's his super strength?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here we go. This is what's going to happen tonight. I'm going to read you some IMDb plot synopses, and you're going to tell me, based on the plot, whether it's a Jackie Chan movie or not. And take note, in the rules of this game, a Jackie Chan movie is defined as any of the 141 movies where Jackie Chan has an acting credit, minus whichever of those movies are animated movies. I'm not going to make you remember whether he was a voice.
And you mentioned in the rules of the game, I want to mention that in Renoir's rules of the game, Jackie Chan does not appear.
Thank you. That is correct.
What happens if we score more points? Because we've already gotten a point.
That's a point right before the game's even started. That's how good we are.
You said it, so we get it. You can't take these backseats. So what happens if we win the game, Dan?
You always win stakes, Stuart.
I mean, let's keep in mind that the last time you put a game before us and we won, you did not follow through.
I think the
stakes were getting frosted tips.
That's the thing. Like, why would you put another thing on me that you know I'm just not going to do?
That's fair. We are dealing with the Republican Party at this point. It is our fault for assuming that you would abide by the norms.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well,
I feel like it would just be a list of additional tasks you'd have to complete when you eventually shuffle off this mortal coil and get to the afterlife. And they're like, well, Dan, you got to do these things before you can get to your eternal slumber. And you're like, ugh, final frost tips. I'll lick this dog turd Stuart made me do.
If that's all it takes to get me into heaven, I will do it.
Who said heaven? We didn't say heaven, Dan. We just said the afterlife.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I won't do it. I'll prevent myself from doing it if it means that I can just sit around and haunt you guys.
That's fair, because in the afterlife, you will be headed for the serious strife. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that sung by the Cherry Poppin' Dannies?
No, it's not.
No, that is.
It's the Squirrel Nut Boys.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Oh, my mistake. Yeah.
Cherry Poppin' Dannies. I forgot about Dan's neo-swing group, the Cherry Poppin' Dannies.
Okay, so guys, here's the first one. This is the synopsis. These are contributed by IMDb users. In certain cases, they're edited for length and clarity, but these are all IMDb.
But you didn't,
IMDb
like, if
synopsis.
One of them uses the phrase rumble in the Bronx, you didn't edit that out, right?
Yeah.
We shall see. Okay. Now, number one, May 1960. Mount Everest, the second step under the cliff. The four members of the China Everest Climbing Commando are attacking the most difficult and most difficult second step.
So these were edited for clarity, but not to avoid moronicy. No.
This is their fifth assault. What is Jackie Chan in this movie?
This is a tough one. It sounds kind of like a Jackie Chan movie, but I'm not sure.
It sounds a little bit like Operation Condor, but I can't remember if that's a period film or not. Because there's a mountain in that, right?
Yeah, Mount Condor.
Yeah, hence the name of the operation.
I feel like they run around and they're like jumping around like old Nazi crap, but I can't remember exactly. I'm gonna say this is a Jackie Chan movie, Elliot.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on that limb with you. I will also say it's a Jackie Chan movie.
Yes, this is a Jackie Chan movie. Yes. This is called The Climbers. It came out just last year, 2019.
Oh, okay.
The Climbers.
Okay. No wonder I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. So your next movie is this.
So that's 2 points. One question, 2 points.
Oh, okay. Yep. A hot-headed young butcher who is also a kung fu disciple gets embroiled in a feud with a rival Shaolin Temple.
I mean, feels like a pretty straightforward premise, Elliot.
Yeah. It does.
I mean, like, that could describe a lot of movies.
Yeah, The Godfather, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. They're all pretty much that. Tootsie.
Suspiria
meets Tootsie.
Uh-huh.
And then there was Suspiria meets Tootsie versus Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Uh-huh. But the whole thing was just—it just felt like it was a sequel to Tootsie that they just shoehorned the other crap in.
I mean, to be fair, he is mostly just bringing back the Dorothy character in Tootsie, and then at the very end, he joins that German dancing school for like two scenes,
and
then Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm just shows up at the end as the Deus ex Rebecca.
And you're just hoping that the audience is going to show up just for that and pay for the whole movie ticket, like meet Joe Black or some shit.
Four or five people named Rebecca in that like neighborhood, in that like general area? She's like, is that Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, or is that Rebecca with like the weird mole, or is that Rebecca who like makes the really good lemon bars? Like, which Rebecca?
Or the second Mrs. De Winter.
Yeah, could be.
And actually, the first Mrs. De Winter was Rebecca. We never learned the name of the second Mrs. De Winter. So I think, Stuart, let's just say it's a Jackie Chan movie. It's a butcher.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's got to be.
I mean, it's a little similar to Meals on Wheels, but, you know, maybe it's, but that's not it.
Wheels on Meals.
Wheels on Meals.
It's also, is it too close to God of Cookery? Who knows?
I'm afraid this is not a Jackie Chan movie. This is The Magnificent Butcher. From 1979, starring Sammo Hung, but not Jackie Chan himself.
Yeah, that's true. Another graduate of the same circus school, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next movie, the synopsis goes as follows. A company that wishes to people, I don't know what that means, a company that wishes to people
now,
looking
you said
for,
this was edited for clarity.
Yeah, but not well.
Okay.
A, A company that wishes to people looking for a day away from their ordinary lives. I think grants wishes to people looking for a day away from their ordinary lives. I think grants is the missing.
Okay. I mean, so far this could be The Lobster, but continue.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. I didn't say they were all good synopses. I'm just saying that they're ones that I found.
So that's the whole synopsis?
That's the whole thing. That's
read it again?
Because that's not a synopsis.
Grants wishes to people looking for it. I think, you know what? I think that something got cut here accidentally, so I'm not going to even...
Well, tell us the answer.
It was Jackie Chan, personal tailor, 2013, but I think something got lost in the cutting and pasting of things.
That's
so
too bad. Next time.
Yeah. Save that for Jackie. Was this a Jackie Chan movie part two?
Yeah. Okay. Stuart,
how cool is it going to be when he has Jackie Chan come out to read the last one?
I'm going to lose my mind.
That's
Elliot.
What a huge, great surprise that's going to be for the listeners too. That's so cool.
I'm going to wake my wife. My wife. I'm so excited. I'm just fucking up my words. I'm going to wake my wife up off the couch and be like, you need to come in here. Jackie Chan is here. And she's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, I know you're not dreaming. And I start pinching her and she's like, stop doing that. I told you to stop doing that. And I'm like, I know, but this is a special occasion. Jackie Chan's here. And so I'll bring her in. And by that point, Jackie Chan will have left. He'll have gone off camera and she'll think I'm making it up.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get in a big fight.
Yeah. And she'll be so mad. Now, and imagine what a disappointment it'll be when it turns out it's actually Shaka Khan. Still great, cool, but not Jackie Chan.
I mean, that would be very impressive.
Still a great get for Dan, but it would be weird to have Shaka Khan when...
Unrelated, but yeah. I mean, it's still exciting.
But we know it's going to be Jackie Chan. So again, I don't want to ruin it for the listeners, but it's going to be such a great surprise when Jackie Chan comes out at the end. So, okay, Dan, what's the next one?
Because
Dan knows all sorts of famous people. He works with Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
He hangs out with what's his face?
Yeah
famous guy. David Hyde Pierce. He's always hanging out with David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, I am?
And him and David Hyde Pierce and Bobby Cannavale are always hanging out together. they call themselves the Three Babesketeers because they're always on the hunt for babes.
Yeah. Not David Hyde Pierce is he? Anyway.
That's for sure. And occasionally they just go over and prank Jim Parsons' house because he's also like the unofficial fourth Babesketeer. Yeah.
Okay. This one is the synopsis is as follows: a humble businessman with a buried past seeks justice when his daughter is killed in an act of terrorism.
That's 100% a Jackie Chan movie.
A cat and mouse conflict ensues with a government official whose past may hold clues
to the killer's
identities.
Is that the one with Pierce Brosnan and Jackie Chan?
I think so. Yeah.
Let's say it's a Jackie Chan movie.
Okay. Yes, that is The Foreigner, 2017, starring Pierce Brosnan and Jackie Chan.
The one where on the poster it looks like Jackie Chan is tiny and Pierce Brosnan is gigantic.
Yeah. It's like that shot in that Fast and Furious movie where it looks like Vin Diesel's bigger than The Rock, and you're like, I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So next movie. Here's the summary. A small town priest struggles with his faith. A small town priest struggles with his faith.
Now that sounds like Diary of a Country Priest, which is not a Jackie Chan movie.
But it could also
be Winterlight, which is also not a Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah. Was Jackie Chan in that movie with Ethan Hawke?
First Reformed.
Jackie Chan in First Reformed?
Let me try. I mean, Cedric the Entertainer's in it.
Amanda Seyfried
you're thinking of. Is Jackie Chan...
Did Jackie Chan play her husband from the beginning of the movie?
I'm trying to remember. So. I don't think so. Okay, so what other movies? Is it? It's not Weird.
Does Jackie Chan play the really skinny polar bear in the YouTube videos that Ethan Hawke watches in the movie?
Now, is Jackie Chan the kind of like angel that loses his wings in the Losing My Religion video from R.E.M.? Is that the one?
I mean, That's not a movie, Ellie. That's a music video.
It's a movie-level music video.
I guess
video.
It's a credit. A credit's a credit. You're right.
Let's see. Other movies about priests struggling with their faith. Are there any? I think that might be all three of them.
That's all of them.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Except for Nuns on the Run. They're not priests. And they're technically not struggling with their faith so much as like they're pretending to be nuns.
Hiding out.
Well, what about Sister Act? No, that's again another one about a person who's hiding out as a nun. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about We're Not Nuns, a hideout story?
We're no angels. They're no also angels, hiding out as priests. Hiding out as priests.
And
what about Oh God, You Devil?
That's more about how this guy makes a deal with the devil to write songs. And
what about
George
18
Burns
again?
Is both of them.
What about Doubt? Is this Doubt starring Jackie Chan?
So what's your answer here? Is this a Jackie Chan?
Wait, one more. Spotlight. Is it Spotlight? No, I'm going to say, Stuart, what do you think? I think it's not a Jackie Chan movie. What do you think?
I don't think it is. No,
this is Winter Light from 1963. I guess the right one. Yes. Yep. One of your guesses was correct. Okay. Here's one that could be Jackie Chan. Do you know? An unconventional cop who doesn't take any
bull. Reporters wonder about the last word of a newspaper tycoon.
An unconventional cop who doesn't take any bull is paired up with an amazing detective to capture some powerful criminals. But the cop soon realizes that his by-the-book partner has split personality disorder? So is that a Jackie Chan movie or no?
He's played cops. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He's played cops before. He's played Super Cop. He's played a Rush Hour Cop.
He's played a Police Story Cop.
He's been a Shanghai
Twice.
Knight. Yeah, two Police Story Cops. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was teamed up with anyone with multiple personality disorder, and I don't think he had multiple personality disorder.
No, that sounds closer to the plot of the hit movie Second Sight, starring Bronson Pinchot and John Larroquette.
There he has psychic powers, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. He's magic in that one. Yeah. I'm going to say this is not a Jackie Chan movie.
You know what? Just to play devil's advocate, which is not a Jackie Chan movie. It stars Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino and Charlize Theron.
Are you 100% sure that he's not in that movie?
Let me double check. He might be the woman that it turns out is Keanu Reeves' sister that the devil wants them to have sex.
Yes.
It's possible.
As I've mentioned before on the podcast, that was probably the most awkward movie I remember watching with my parents.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, and disagree with Stuart just to cover our bases, that this is a Jackie Chan movie.
That it wasn't awkward to watch it with my parents?
I'm going to say that you and your parents had a great time watching Devil's Advocate, and it was in no way weird at all.
Yeah, no, that's true. We have a pretty open family.
So this movie about an unconventional cop paired with a by-the-books cop who has split personality disorder is Loose Cannons from 1990. Starring Gene Hackman and Dan Aykroyd and no Jackie Chan.
Oh.
The terrible movie Loose Cannons.
reminds me. I saw that. I think Swing Shift or whatever it is. The Pat Morita Jay Leno movie.
That's Collision Course. Swing Shift is Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
That's right.
It's a Jimmy movie.
That Collision Course is on I forgot what streaming platform right now. And I was like, I think I might have to watch this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the other day.
Two work together.
It was like the other day when I'm like, oh man, I got a couple hours to kill. What am I going to watch? And I pulled up HBO Max and Critters 2 was the first thing to pop up. And I don't, like, I think I broke my PlayStation controller hitting play.
Okay, so moving on. This is another fairly generic synopsis.
Was that a comedy, Loose Cannons, or it was not?
Depends on whether you're talking about the filmmaker's intent or the audience's reaction.
Yeah,
that's a very
we talk about that a lot here on the podcast.
No,
they tried to make it a comedy. It is a bad movie that both makes light of a mental disorder and is not funny.
If they're gonna be offensive about somebody, at least be funny, right, Dan? Stuart, I'm entrapping Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, let's entrap him. Let's make him slide his butt down under some lasers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what entrapment means. If you look in the dictionary, it says, one, to entrap someone, too, to show your butt sliding under lasers.
Wasn't that like the line from the trailer or something? That was like, that's not blackmail, that's entrapment.
He said, he goes, entrapment. That's a police word. You mean blackmail or something like that. That's how he knows that she's actually an undercover cop pretending to be a criminal. She says entrapment and not blackmail. But really, he's still just thinking about her butt in his pants.
Or, wait, was that the trailer where he goes, me? I'm the medicine man.
No, it was the one where he said, you're finding Forrester now, dog.
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a real hunt for Red October on our hands.
These gentlemen are extraordinary. Join my bowling league. That's what that's about, right?
It might as well be. It's a terrible movie.
So, this is a very generic synopsis.
Well, you old Zardoz, you.
But like I said, these are user-contributed, so not all of them are going to be great. This one says,
this isn't a last night, it's a first night.
Here's a synopsis for you. A man looking for the release of a longtime prisoner takes a police officer, his daughter, and a group of strangers hostage. A man looking for the release of a longtime prisoner takes a police officer, his daughter, and a group of strangers hostage.
I mean, if it wasn't a police officer, that's the plot of Air Force One.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which Jackie Chan is not in.
And if it was, instead of a police officer and his daughter, it was a boarding school full of kids, that would be toy soldiers.
Or masterminds.
Masterminds, starring Patrick Stewart and Vincent, what's his name?
Gallo?
Carthizer. Yep, Vincent Gallo.
Let's see. And if it was Patrick Stewart as like an evil therapist, it would be Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson.
Yes. And if it was John Lithgow as a guy with multiple personalities, it would be Raising Kane.
Yeah, and also kind of Buckaroo Banzai.
And if it wasn't a movie, but a chain of a fast food chain where you can buy chicken fingers, it would also be called Raising Kane.
If it was a chain where you didn't get chicken fingers, but instead chicken stars, that would be Carl's Jr.
Wait, you get chicken stars when you go to Carl's Jr.?
You certainly do.
You don't get a hamburger?
I mean, you can, but it's not really the thing that would have segued from what you were talking about.
So you base your Carl's Jr. order on a comedy bit?
I base it on what my kids like to eat, which is chicken stars.
Your kids like to eat chicken stars?
Yes.
Okay.
Story checks out. So what was it? Yeah. Some guys in jail
grilling you like he's the Senate. Like,
he's grilling me like I'm a Carl's Jr. hamburger over here.
Yeah, I'm Katie Porter over here with a fucking whiteboard.
Yeah, now I got to hold up my notes to show that I don't have any notes. Oh, there's a topical joke from today's news. The last one was not a Jackie Chan movie. Would Dan give us two no's in a rose?
Possible. But I think this is actually a Jackie Chan movie.
Okay, I'll go with Stewart on this one. I trust his instincts. Jackie Chan.
You guys are both correct. This is Jackie Chan. This is Police Story Lockdown, released in 2013.
I haven't seen that one.
Lockdown. No, me either. I only know the classic Police Stories.
Yeah, it's a much later sequel.
And of course, Jackie Chan's L.A. Police Story featuring Steve Martin.
Here's one for you. A daughter tries to remedy her dysfunctional relationship with her ailing father, a decorated baseball scout, by helping him in a recruiting trip, which could be his last.
That's Trouble with the Curve, Dan. That's Trouble with the Curve with Clint Eastwood. Yeah, Justin Timberlake and like Amy Adams?
That is Trouble with the Curve.
Don't give us that shit, Dan. Give us some real stuff.
Right. Yeah. Next one will be like a couple of dudes, one of whom is Billy Bob Thornton, play golf and shit. It's Tin Cup. I get it, dude.
Yeah, it's Tin Cup. Come on.
All right. Okay,
there's no crying in this movie about a women's baseball team during World War II. Is Jackie Chan in it?
All right, well, here we go.
It's weird that that's in the synopsis.
Next. Next movie. An old soldier kidnaps a young general of an enemy state and takes him on a long journey to collect the reward. An old soldier kidnaps a young general of an enemy state and takes him on a long journey to collect the reward.
I'm going to say this is a Jackie Chan movie.
I am also... There's a lot of possibilities for action and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're correct. This is a Jackie Chan movie called Little Big Soldier from 2010.
Well, you're pulling out a fucking lot of new shit, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, like, the older stuff all seems pretty obviously Jackie Chan.
A drunken master finds that he has to...
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them?
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play?
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies?
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Hi, I'm James, host of Minority Corner, which is a
podcast that's all about intersectionality. It's hosted by James with a guest host every week.
Discussing all sorts of wonderful issues, nerdy and political.
Pop culture.
Black, queer, feminism.
Race, sexuality.
News.
You're going to learn your history, their self-empowerment, and it's told by what feels like your best friend.
Why should someone listen to Minority Corner?
Why not?
Oh my God, free stuff.
There's not free stuff.
The listeners of Minority Corner will enjoy some necessary LOLs, but mainly a look at what's happening in our world through a colorful lens.
People will get the perspective of marginalized communities.
I feel heard. I feel seen.
Like you said, you need to understand how to be more proactive in your community, and this is a great way to get started.
Join us every Friday on Max Fun or wherever you get your podcast.
Minority Corner. Because together we're the majority.
This seems like an opportune time to talk about Stitch Fix. Wouldn't it be great if every clothing store you shopped at had only your size, what styles you like, and at the price you want? Stitch Fix is a personal styling company that makes getting the clothes you love effortless. To get started, go to stitchfix.com/flophouse to set up your profile, and they'll deliver great looks personalized just for you in your colors, styles, and budget. You pay a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is credited toward anything you keep. Schedule it anytime. There's no subscription required. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. Elliot, did you use Stitch Fix? Are you the one amongst us who are familiar with Stitch Fix?
My wife used Stitch Fix for quite a long time and has been wanting to re-sign up. When we were moving, she paused hers for a little bit. Because she didn't want to miss any, and she has to restart it again. But yeah, she was very happy with a lot of the clothes she got from Stitch Fix, and wears them to this very day.
I could kind of use a personal shopper. I feel like my clothing is basically like, I don't know, like a 14-year-old boy who doesn't have parents around. Basically, I dress like the older brother and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
You're the stylish one of all of us. I mean, like, part of it is because you're the handsome one, so you can pull off any clothes you choose to wear. You know? But you got a lot of personal style. I have personal style too, but it's, you know, adjunct English professor.
It's Wonder Boys.
Yeah, but hey, if you're
and my dressing style is usually what can I put on in the 4 minutes I have before a child bursts into the room and starts laughing at my penis.
you got to cover. It's like armor.
The greatest fear. Call to action. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Sorry, get started today at Stitch Fix.
Your way to get across the river Styx.
PixieStix.com. Get started today at stitchfix.com/flophouse, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/flophouse for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. StitchFix.com/Flophouse. They made me say it thrice. And it nearly killed me.
Yeah, I mean, I was just amazed that you could get it out that many times with a...
I started seeing your head overheat a little bit while you were doing it, and steam started shooting out your ears, like when I'm running too many programs on my laptop.
Let's return to the game.
Wait, steam shoots out of your ears, Stuart, when the laptop's running too many programs?
Yeah, that's the thing, because I get so mad at it. I'm like, stop it. Slow down.
So here's a movie for you, and you can tell me whether Jackie Chan is in it or not.
Sure.
A bespectacled milquetoast bookkeeper loves his pet fish so much that he longs to be one. When Henry's wish comes true and he's turned into a talking fish, the simple ocean life he'd envisioned proves more exciting than mundane.
Dan, is that the Incredible Mr. Limpet?
That is the Incredible Mr. Limpet.
So there's no Jackie Chan in that. There's the American Jackie Chan, Don Knotts, who never had the chance to show off his martial arts chops on film.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. This one will...
But if he reads the screenplay I'm sending him, maybe he will.
Stuart, I have some bad news for you.
Go on.
Don Knotts is no longer making films for reasons we'll get into off the...
Fuck.
They should have made him one where he was a martial arts master and it was like, he'll try you up in knots. Don Knotts is Mr. Knotts.
Stop quoting my screenplay.
Okay, so this...
Because the screenplay usually features the tagline from the poster. Right?
In the screenplay, yeah, that's right.
This next one will surely stump you.
Oh, speaking of taglines, I had to look this up for work recently. Did you know Dr. Giggles, they tried to have it both ways. They used both the doctor is insane and the doctor is out of his mind as taglines. Make up your mind, Dr. Giggles. Are you in or are you out?
Yeah. Did they try and get both of those, copywritten?
I assume,
and the copyright office is like, I don't think so. Not so fast, Dr. Giggles.
Doesn't work. Also, there's a Cat in the Hat TV show that my children like now, and there's a doctor on it called Dr. Giggles, and I'm always like, no, don't go in there.
Yeah, watch out. He's out of his mind.
Yeah.
And
he's insane.
So, in this movie, four relentless door-to-door salesmen deal with constant rejection, homesickness and inevitable burnout as they go across the country selling very expensive Bibles to low-income Catholic families.
Okay, so this is Salesman, the documentary.
The Maisels Brothers documentary.
And I,
1969.
As much as I would love it if a young Jackie Chan showed up in the background at one of the conventions where the salesmen meet.
There's nary a Jackie Chan to be found in Salesman, the Maisels Brothers harrowing documentary. Okay, all right.
We're doing pretty good, Elliot.
We're doing pretty good.
Excellent. Former CIA spy Bob Ho takes on his toughest assignment to date, looking after his girlfriend's three kids, who haven't exactly warmed to their mom's bow. When one of the youngsters accidentally downloads a top-secret formula...
Happens.
Bob's longtime nemesis, a Russian terrorist, pays a visit to the family.
So that's the Jackie Chan movie. It's what, like The Spy Next Door or The Spy Sitter or something like
that?
Yeah,
that is The Spy Next Door from 2010.
I remember seeing the subway ads. That was during the period where...
Was that one where he's like hanging from from like ropes?
He's hanging from ropes, Mission Impossible style, and he's got a look on his face like, oh boy. And the kids are looking at him like, what's this doofus doing? Mm-hmm. And then...
it's kind of crazy how influential that one scene from De Palma's Mission Impossible was,
That's true.
Yeah.
Really is true. Especially considering that like... it is definitely not the best Mission Impossible movie. It is not the best De Palma movie, but somehow, like, the two of them crossing together.
It is the best Brian De Palma Mission Impossible movie, though. You gotta say that. You gotta admit that.
That is true.
Yeah.
Brian De Palma's Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo, was a little bit worse.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was the worst. I'm just...
But I feel like despite the higher level quality in some of the other Mission Impossible movies, I don't think any of them have like one scene that was that
iconic,
that big of a deal.
No, that's true. The other movies, I mean, the last three undeniably are far better than the first movies. But yeah, they don't have anything that, no matter how great the sequences are, there's like nothing in them that is quite as immediately iconic as that.
Yeah.
Just hit at the right time. People were ready for a movie where a guy was suspended from something.
Yep. Trying to keep his sweat off the floor.
Yeah.
Remember back in the 90s when everyone was trying to keep their sweat off the floor? That was 90s, right? Or was that early 2000s?
It was certainly the pre-Skeet era when sweat just dripped everywhere and no one cared anymore, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this next movie, it's a high-kicking battle on the dark side when an ace vampire slayer and his beautiful sidekicks wage the ultimate martial arts showdown with one of the most dangerous of the undead.
Dracula? I mean, what's...
Has Jackie Chan done any, like, vampire movies or monster movies? I'm trying to think of it. I can't...
I mean, there's been monsters in some of his movies, but I don't think this is Jackie... I don't think Jackie Chan's in this one.
I don't think so either.
I'm going to say no. This is not a Jackie Chan movie. Prove me wrong.
This actually is a Jackie Chan movie. This is called The Twins Effect from 2003
is what we usually say. I'm going to run out and go watch that shit. It sounds great.
Human beings say it all the time.
The Twins Effect?
The Twins Effect.
It's named after the baseball team.
They find that fans of the Minnesota Twins are turning into vampires.
Yeah. Yeah. Wade Boggs is apparently the vampire.
Count Wade, Yula. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Moving into the end game here. We're getting closer and closer.
Avengers Endgame? No, Jackie Chan is not in that.
Yeah. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies left. We'll speed through them.
Okay.
Lightning round. A former vaudevillian befriends a young runaway who is being chased by drug dealers. A former vaudevillian befriends a young runaway who is being chased by drug dealers.
Sure, that's a Jackie Chan movie. What do you think, Elliot?
I'm going to say no, not a Jackie Chan movie.
Okay, who gets the point?
It is not a Jackie Chan movie. This is Just You and Me, Kid, from 1979, with the classic comedy team of George Burns and Brooke Shields, a very young Brooke Shields is in this movie.
I get George Burns and Jackie Chan confused all the time.
You mentioned Oh God, You Devil earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying Brooke Shields doesn't play the old vaudevillian? And George Burns doesn't play the young kid on the run from drug dealers. What made me think was, I was like, Jackie Chan wouldn't have been in like vaudeville. They didn't, you know, he came from, you know, the Chinese acrobatics and opera scene. But, you know,
I just assumed it was a mistake on the part of the person writing the description.
You know what? I didn't even factor that in. You're right. I'd like to change my answer, Dan, and say it is a Jackie Chan movie.
Well,
does that change the results?
Now you're both wrong.
Is it like the prisoner's dilemma, and now you have to let us both go?
No, you can't change
it. Yeah, I think that's the only right option.
So, moving on.
Is it like the Spanish Prisoner, where you're like, that's a cool movie, and then you think about it, and you're like, what was that movie about?
Yeah. Is it like Prisoners, where you're like, I think this is a good movie? It's really rainy.
It is very rainy.
More rain means better
in
movie.
An ancient American Indian burial ground is threatened by an evil real estate developer when the owner of the land, who runs a local off-road Jeep tour company, with his business. His beautiful niece and her crew of beautiful friends take over the Jeep tours and attract business and save the day the old-fashioned way by taking off their tops during the tours they're leading.
So I think Dan wrote this summary. Yes,
Elliot, I'm really nervous that if we say Jackie Chan isn't in this, Dan's gonna blow our fucking minds, and that it turns out he was actually in The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure.
No, there's only one Asian character in The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure. It is the tourist photographer who's obsessed with that one girl's boobs. Jackie Chan is not in The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure, right, Dan?
No, you're correct. That is The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure from 1994. but Jackie Chan is not in it.
It's a bit much to say her crew of friends. There's only like three people, right? So one, I mean, one woman and two friends.
When people ask me about the podcast, I'm like, yeah, me and the crew are doing it every 2 weeks.
Hey, that's fair.
Okay, just three more. When a rookie filmmaker with the unfortunate name Alan Smithy realizes he's an unwitting studio puppet being forced to make big-budget action movie he knows is horrible, he steals the master reels and tries to make a deal.
Okay, so that's Burn Hollywood Burn, starring Eric Idle, but is Jackie Chan in it? Right, Dan? That's the movie?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a movie I've seen, different than The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure, which apparently I've seen too many times. but I'm going to say, because there are celebrity cameos in that movie, I think, right?
I don't think he's in it.
Okay, I'm going to say no, he's not in it.
Unfortunately, Jackie Chan is in
Alan
Smithy film, Burn Hollywood Burn.
He's probably playing himself, right?
Yes, he's playing Jackie Chan.
Oh,
okay.
That was the loophole. He got us with a Chan hole.
Getting down to the wire. The original characters. Here's
down
one
to the
for
wire.
You.
Wait, is this a timed match? I don't understand.
I don't
know. Yeah, yeah.
This is all right. Here's a synopsis. The original characters from the Cannonball Run race across the country once more in various cars and trucks. That's the synopsis.
They're not all in one car.
The original characters from the Cannonball Run race across the country once more in various cars and trucks.
Now that's clearly Schindler's List, which I don't believe Jackie Chan is in. No. That's Cannonball Run 2, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Jackie Chan, right?
Jackie Chan is in Cannonball Run 2. All right, final question for the evening.
Oh, when you said down to the wire, I thought that was the final question.
No. There's just, just one more.
Stuart, this is going to be the part where Jackie Chan comes out. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like the Jackie Chan, one of the legends of not just action films, but also comedy films, one of the true physical poets of the screen.
I mean, one of the biggest movie stars of all time.
One of the biggest movie stars of all time, richly deserving of the Lifetime Achievement Oscar that he got a few years ago. You can draw a direct line from Buster Keaton through Fred Astaire straight to Jackie Chan in terms of just being so in control of your own body and also seeing the potential in the objects around you as extensions of that body and things to both play and interact and dance and fight with. So I cannot wait till this guy comes out and just
wows
say,
us. Probably as complicated politics that I don't really understand because I'm both dumb and drunk.
That's something that we need. I mean, he's not American. You know, he has his own perspective on things and he's had to work within a very specific filmmaking culture and political framework for quite some
time.
So, Dan, with all that in mind, please surprise us with Jackie Chan.
Hey, it's me, Jackie Chan, poet of the screen. So, this last movie, John has inherited a castle in Italy, and he moves there with his wife, Susan, and their blind daughter, Rebecca. What they don't realize is that there's someone else in the castle.
Yeah.
An abused child left to die in the basement who has now become the castle freak and is out to wreak havoc. What movie is this?
Now, there's no way of knowing.
Is Jackie Chan in it?
That's not Operation Condor 2.
No.
That's not. Wait, Elliot, I wasn't paying attention. Did they say that the castle was in the Bronx?
No, and it did. I don't believe it was in England, so it's probably not Shanghai Nights.
No.
Now, do they go to Italy and around the world in 80 days?
That's a good question. I don't know. Is there a Susan? I mean, Jackie Chan isn't often married in movies he's in.
It could be Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah. What a pair. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stumped, guys. I'm going to say Jackie Chan is not in this movie.
I'm gonna go with Stuart. I feel like he's probably got a sixth sense about this film. He said as if that was a pun.
He was in the sixth sense.
that was Haley Jackie Chan Osment in the sixth sense.
You're correct. Jackie Chan is not in the movie. That is, of course, Castle Freak from 1995.
Oh, right. I've definitely seen that movie.
So, you guys did pretty well overall. You got a full 13 out of 17 questions correct.
Yeah.
Did you count that you split, cancel each other's out. So
did you count that first point we got before the game started?
Oh, okay. So, well, then you got 14 out of 17 with that bonus. So, you know you're Jackie Chan, and the thing is, I gotta say, I had this premise, I thought it was pretty funny,
yeah, go on.
Audrey actually suggested this to me, I'm like, yes, I'm doing it, it's happening, and then I started looking into it, and it's pretty obvious what movies Jackie Chan is in, guys. Unless I wanted to be really boring and just describe a bunch of kung fu movies, like, you're gonna get whether Jackie Chan's in the movie or not, but... But look, we all had fun here tonight. We could make a home game of this and people out with some Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yeah, I mean, usually you don't get Rice-A-Roni for winning the home game, but you know.
Now, Dan, why do you feel the need to apologize for your game? I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, like that you need to justify what we did tonight.
Yeah, do you think Steve Harvey comes out on Family Feud and he's like, that was fun, right, guys?
I don't feel the
at
need.
At the end of every Jeopardy, Alex Trebek comes out and goes like, you enjoyed yourself, didn't you? I mean, was this wasn't a waste of your time, right?
I don't feel the need, but it is. I did think it was interesting to see the conceptual curve, let's say, of this premise where I was just like, oh, this is a fun premise. Let's see what happens. Can I actually fool them? Oh, no. I have to lean into the fact that there's no way to fool you.
I mean, there's a couple that we didn't know about that vampire one, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we didn't know that one.
Yeah.
We thought Jackie Chan might have been in First Reformed. Remember when we made that mess up?
That was... Whoopsie. Would have been a very classic different movie. Goof. Now, what would happen if you took all Ethan Hawke out of all of his movies and put Jackie Chan in? Jackie Chan's in Gattaca. Jackie Chan's in Before Midnight. Jackie Chan's
in Daybreakers.
Jackie Chan's in Boyhood. I don't know that one would change that much. But
that would have been really awesome.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it is either good or a lateral but different move, like wildly different move.
To put you to a place Richard Ethan Linklater, Jackie Chan. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
They bring different skill sets, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, this is your mission now, so make it happen.
All right. Well, guys, that was Jackie Chan in this movie. As always, you know, write in, see if you can get a copy of the home game. I appreciate that you guys went along with me on this nonsense road, and we'll be back with a normal show next week. But until then, I've been Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Ellie Kalin. Before we go, I just want to remind everybody that we have our live show on October 24th on the Flophouse YouTube page. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern on October 24th, 1 week before Halloween, where we will be talking live and doing presentations and stuff for charity, as we did with the Howard the Duck Show. This time it is The Exorcist Part 2, The Heretic. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and people who contribute to charities that are listed on our website will be entered into a drawing for some fun Flophouse merch and some cool prizes and stuff.
So join us for that. But until then, I'm Elliot Kalin, and not Jackie Chan. Or am I?
Oh, I can't believe he did that.
Good night, everyone.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.